Health officials in Florida say a third person who worked at a newspaper tabloid in Boca Raton has tested positive for anthrax. The officials urged calm and say they're determined the anthrax contamination was limited to the offices of American Media, which publishes tabloids such as the National Enquirer and the Sun. Law enforcement is investigating the possibility that the anthrax exposure was a criminal act, NPR's Philip Davis reports.
Florida's Secretary of Health, Dr. John Aguanabi, said more than 1,000 employees and visitors to American Media Incorporated in Boca Raton, Florida, have been screened for exposure to anthrax. So far, more than 700 tests have been reviewed.
Of the 700 that we have reviewed, we have found one positive anthrax culture. And that is in a 35-year-old female. She is, I believe, on antibiotics, and we'll be working very closely with her, as we will with our colleagues.
Aguanabi said the anthrax was found after a swab was taken of the woman's nasal passages. The woman has requested privacy, and officials did not release her name. Other officials did confirm that she worked at American Media, or AMI, in the same general area as did Robert Stevens, a photo editor at The Sun, who died on Friday after inhaling anthrax spores. Stevens' death has caused widespread unease here, as well as a run on antibiotics used to treat anthrax, such as Cipro. But Aguanabi insisted that the general populace in Florida is not in danger.
It's important that the people of Florida remember this. Anthrax is not contagious. One of the key messages today is that all of the evidence to date indicates that the anthrax issue that we face is limited to the AMI building.
Federal and state law enforcement officials are now investigating the contamination as a criminal act, but one probably not linked to the September 11th terrorist attacks. Hector Pesquera, the special agent in charge of the FBI in Miami, said that's due in part to information developed by the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC.
Based on the preliminary testing by the CDC, there is no indication at this time that this action, or this strain of anthrax, I should say, was produced or caused by a terrorist group or individuals related to the incident September 11, 2001.
Pesquera said the FBI is working to determine how the anthrax was introduced into the building and who did it. Officials declined to comment on widespread reports that the anthrax spores found in the AMI building may belong to a strain isolated in a laboratory in Ames, Iowa. But Dr. Bradley Perkins, one of the investigators from the CDC, said scientists are making progress at determining where the strains originated.
We are subtyping the strains we've identified, and I can tell you that the three strains so far identified do match each other. They appear to be from the same source.
In light of the new exposure, the FBI is now doing a third intensive sweep of the 66,000-square-foot American Media building. It'll remain closed at least for the next several days. Meanwhile, employees of the company have been given 15-day supplies of antibiotics as a precautionary measure and are waiting for the rest of the test results to be released. Philip Davis, NPR News, Boca Raton, Florida.